This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are 5 days into the Sundance Film Festival underway in Park City, Utah. About 50,000 people will go to the mountains to watch documentaries and art house films. A somewhat smaller number are there to make deals, agents and studio executives looking for the next big hit. Wesley Morris is the film critic at Grantland, and more to the point, he is in Park City. Good to talk to you again, Wesley.
Nice to talk to you, Kai. What's happening?
Nada, man, but first of all, how's the skiing?
I don't ski. I got to It's a crime. It's a crime that I don't ski. But
man, to the subject at hand, though, how are the movies? Are you seeing good stuff this time? Are you seeing good stuff from new people that you wouldn't see elsewhere?
Yes, I am. There are a lot more movies made by a lot more people doing a lot more interesting things than normal. I am noticing, though, as the festival winds on, there's a lot more money going into these films, these first and second films, and the technology helps a lot too. So you have these far more polished looking movies at this festival than you ever previously would have had.
But I thought Park City and Sundance was the place where people who made movies, you know, on a shoestring with a, I was about to say Betamax, but you know what I mean, go to you know, sort of hone their craft and get discovered.
I think the shoestrings are now like Lanvin shoes. I mean, and you know, I've been hearing people talk about $10 million budgets and $11 million budgets, and anything with a X million dollar budget just seems astonishing to me, given how little money was spent to get movies made that were in this festival before.
Yeah.
But I think that there's a way in which what's happening in the sort of general consumer marketplace is really dictating the filmmaking choices of a lot of directors. And then at the same time, the programming sensibility of the festival, too.
Well, explain both those things. How's it affecting the directors and then what, you know, the festival puts on?
I don't think you can get away now with looking with a movie that looks like it was shot on a camera phone. I mean, despite the popularity of the Paranormal Activity movies, and which all came from the Blair Witch Project, which was a Sundance movie, I think the aesthetic bar is just higher now. And I think that in some ways, these directors aren't really making movies aimed at the audience like you and me.
Yeah.
They're talking to the executives, and they're making movies that say to an executive, hey, I can make something that looks great. You know, because in some ways, this is really two festivals. This is a festival for the market and the business people, and it's a festival for people who want to experience something special. And there's a way in which I think the money and technology are risk compromising the sort of average festival goer experience.
Huh.
But it hasn't gotten quite to that point where a balance has been tipped.
How many of these films do you think we're going to see on the big screen in, you know, a year, 18 months?
I mean, Sundance, it used to be people, a feeding frenzy where people would come and buy everything. But I think that, you know, these are delicate flowers in a lot of ways, and you just can't buy them and throw them into a movie theater. You have to think about and strategize how to get an audience to want to see them.
We'll keep our eyes out. Wesley Morris, he writes on film for Grantland. Wesley, thanks a bunch. We got him, by the way, up, obviously, in Park City. Take it easy, man.
Thanks, Kai.